And now, WJR is proud to present Rieger Reviews It.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Sponsored by Wiggly, featuring award-winning film critic Dave Rieger.
Suddenly, Dave
won a fancy award.
That's right.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Okay, a little out of control. And then I have to add to this that Dave Rieger is on assignment helping Ryan Ermani this afternoon. So amazingly, we have someone very special that we will debut. I think we're debuting him on the air, but I don't want to say it yet because I'm going to read this first. Sponsored by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Dine in or carry out the best Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street, in Detroit's Eastern Market. What a nice family they are. I mean that. They're open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. While you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner, and his kids. He loves his customers as much as the corned beef, and you are going to love him and his family and the corned beef because it's Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I do not believe we have a separate open. I mean, the first open was plenty. But we have Kyle Emmy in for Dave Rieger for Rieger Reviews It. Kyle, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm so happy to be on the show with you.
Well, we're very happy to have you here. Kyle has run the board like an engineer. He has produced. He's done everything but sit in for an on-air player like he is right now for Dave Rieger for Rieger Reviews It. And Kyle, you come by this, as I understand it, very naturally. You love the movies. I think you go oftentimes with Dave to the movies. So what movies do we have to talk about today?
So the movies we have to talk about today, we have one movie that came out this week, Mortal Kombat 2.
In theaters.
It is amazing. I will say it was better than the first one, in my opinion.
Which I didn't see either. So this is a takeoff of the Mortal Kombat video game that came out a long time ago, right?
Yes, it is. And there's so many little Easter eggs from the video game in the movie that it just makes it worth it.
Did you play this game, Mike Parsons? Did you play Mortal Kombat?
Yes, I did. I had Super Nintendo, so my mom bought it for me because the Sega Genesis one was too violent. It had a bunch of blood. But, we played this quite a bit when it came out.
I think son Adam might have played it, but he played it with his late poppy. I never played the game. I don't think I've ever actually even seen the game. I always heard about it, and it worried me a little bit, the martial arts fantasy, now the film based on that video game. Let's listen to Mortal Kombat 2 that's going to be in theaters starting today.
So, basically, they're adding the whole cast has come back from the first one. In my opinion, the first one was basically a setup for this second movie that had more of a storyline to it. They introduced Johnny Cage, who is played by Carl Urban. He has been in everything and has been blowing up recently from his recent TV show, The Boys, that had just ended their season finale last Wednesday. He has been in so many projects, and now to add on Mortal Kombat 2 to his resume of just great movie franchises this guy has been in. He's been in Lord of the Rings, James Bond, the Star Trek one. He's just been in everything. And now he joins Mortal Kombat as Earth defends itself against the Dark Realm.
Let's listen.
The rules of the tournament are simple. Our fates would not be settled by the size of our armies. They would be decided by combat.
I'm not some great warrior. I'm not some champion.
This is a war for the fate of your world.
Freeze him!
Me.
How many people lose limbs and their head in this film? Do you have any idea?
So many. Which makes it so great because from the video game, he's right, it's so violent. The video game's just pure chaos that now in the movie you expect it to be the same, and it is.
All right. So how many Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches might you give it?
The Wiggly's, I'm giving it 4 out of 5 Wiggly's.
Wow. Okay. You kind of have to be a Mortal Kombat kind of person, I think.
It really is. If you didn't play the game and it's not any meaning behind it for you, I recommend not seeing it. But if you did play it and grew up around the game, you need to see it.
And you're not currently in prison. What were you going to say, Mike? You started to say, you pressed the button and then you didn't say.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. So Mortal Kombat 2 in theaters, 4 out of 5 Wigglies by our guest reviewer in for Dave Rigger. It's Kyle Emmy, young Kyle Emmy. Let's listen to Star Wars Maul Shadow Lord on Disney Plus.
Times have changed. I will show you the galaxy for what it truly is. See things from a new perspective.
Is this what our future holds? Always running.
I invite you to look more closely.
What are we dealing with?
Good question. And I offer you an opportunity.
Maul.
Okay. Not a comedy. Do you guys, did you hear this and feel, Mike Parsons, I can't wait to see Star Wars Maul, Shadow Lord on Disney Plus?
Me personally, no, but one of my great secrets, and I don't say this out loud because people take offense, I've never been a big Star Wars guy myself.
Oh, boy.
Those are fighting words.
Right to Mike Parsons, WJR. Don't send that to us. Okay, never been a Star Wars fan.
I mean, I've tried. I understand the problem is with me. It's not a bad movie. It just never, or a franchise, it just never connected with me personally.
So Shadow Lord, Maul Shadow Lord, an American animated television series created by Dave Filoni for the streaming service Disney Plus when they're not running a Pistons game. So tell me what you think, Kyle Emmy, about this film.
So recently, I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I am totally bought into the franchise, but recently I have not been a fan of anything they've dropped. So when I watched Darth Maul Shadow, I bought in completely. From the first episode, I was in. It feels like old Star Wars to me. The storyline, the way everything goes, and the amount of time they took with the graphics, so amazing.
Well, the technology just get better and better, which helps a film like Star Wars. Were you even born when the first Star Wars came out?
No, I was not. So my dad got the pleasure of showing me them in the right order. 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
So you don't watch the first three and then wait 30 years and watch the prequels.
So you watch 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Well, 4, 5, 6 were technically the ones that came. Like the first Star Wars is technically part 4.
Yes.
Why do they do that?
Probably to make more money at the box office. I don't know.
Wow.
Is Baby Yoda featured prominently in this one, Kyle?
See, that's a big thing, too. So they just finished their last episode this Wednesday, May the 4th, dropped.
Ooh, yeah,
so
yeah,
the season's completely out. And now on May 13th, I believe it is, the Mandalorian and Grogu movie is also coming to theaters. So,
and Baby Yoda is Grogu, right?
Yes, Baby Yoda is Grogu. There is no Grogu in this series. But you do see Darth Vader right after the third movie
I am your father. I'm sorry, that's all I remember about Darth Vader.
Hey, that was a great impersonation. I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So Disney bought this whole franchise, right?
Yes, they did.
Disney bought this whole franchise, turned it into rides, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen them or been on them, but isn't that true?
Oh, yeah. Down in Disney World, you can build your own droid, your own lightsaber. They have a whole section for it. It's amazing. My little brother went last year, and he says it's the greatest addition they've made to the parks.
See, I'm more at the Harry Potter level. I want to go through that, whatever it's called, alley. What's that called?
Diagon Alley.
Thank you. Could you hear the frustration in Danielle just said, come on, Paul, Diagon Alley.
She's had enough of us geezers trying to figure out Harry Potter.
They also have Nocturne Alley. I just want you to know that. That's the bad one.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember Nocturne Alley, but if you say it's the bad one, I have a tendency to wipe bad stuff out of my mind.
That's good.
That's why we say relentless, positive radio.
Well, in that case, Paul, are you going to be watching the new Harry Potter remake coming out?
I don't know. I'm not even sure what it is.
They're just remaking the whole series.
They're remaking the whole Harry Potter series?
Recasted. No one from the original cast is coming back. They're remaking it.
Well, they can't have the original cast come back because they're all way older. But I love the original cast. I probably will give it a shot for the new people. I actually read the Harry Potter books. I used to drive around a lot, so I had the books on tape. And what was the guy's name? He was spectacular, the guy who read the book. He was a Broadway performer, Richard Dale, or I cannot remember.
Let me tell you that if you go onto Audible right now, they have a full cast. So they cast different people to read different roles for all 7 books.
Wow.
And it is phenomenal. Hugh Laurie is in it. He plays Dumbledore. And it is some of the best books on tapes I've ever heard in my life. They are
good. I thought the original were some of the best.
Yeah, Jim Dale.
He was fabulous.
This one will blow that out of the water.
All right, Daniel Mason. I can't wait. You're going to get me to listen and to watch. And how many Wiggly's sandwiches are we, in fact, bestowing upon this latest Star Wars, Kyle?
I'm not sure how many times this has happened, but I'm giving it a 5 out of 5 Wiggly's for
me. Well, I can guarantee you this is the first time ever that you've given 5 out of 5 on our show, because it's the first time you've been on our show doing the film. So God bless you for that. Way to hit the ground running.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for having me on and letting me do this.
Well, we'll let you do it again as long as you promise not to lock Dave Rieger up somewhere and keep him from making it to do this himself.
Kyle's going to try to keep Dave busy on Fridays.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do for your career, Paul. So.
You know what? I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. In fact, I probably did in the last 50-plus years. Way to go, Kyle. Nice to have you on board. In for Dave Rieger. Rieger Reviews It, and brought to you by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Check out the Royal Diner in Clarkston this weekend as we continue in focus on WJR.